The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Sorina Mpofu.
In the headlines, President Mahama breaks ground today for first batch of 50 community senior high schools in Eastern region. Water supply to eastern parts of Accra resumes tomorrow after successful completion of maintenance works at Pong. Political analysts continue to debate President's State of Nation address. Series of attacks in northeastern Nigerian state of Maiduguri leaves almost 100 people dead. G7 partners condemn Russia's military skirmishes in Ukraine. And South Africa to allow TV cameras for the first time in courtrooms in today's Oscar Pistorius girlfriend murder trial. First, a summary by Doreen Ampofo.
President John Dramani Mahama will today perform a groundbreaking ceremony at Nyanwa near Adaiso in the Upper West Akyem district of the Eastern Region for the start of work on the first batch of 50 new community day senior high schools. This will be the first senior high school project for the people of Nyanwa and 50 other such communities across the country. A senior policy advisor at the presidency, Dr. Sule Garba, and the deputy minority leader in parliament, Dominic Nitiwo, have taken their turn to debate the president's State of the Nation address. While Dr. Garba believes that despite the economic challenges, the fundamentals of the economy remain robust, Mr. Nitiwo, for his part, says the realities on the ground do not reflect the president's presentation. A series of attacks over the weekend in the northeastern Nigerian state of Maiduguri have left about 100 people dead. The attackers, believed to be from the Boko Haram group, destroyed the entire village of Mainok. Boko Haram has been conducting a four-year violent campaign to demand Islamic rule in northern Nigeria. And Russia's G8 partners have condemned Moscow's military buildup in Ukraine amid fresh diplomatic efforts to avert a dangerous escalation of the crisis. The world's seven major industrialized powers have also suspended preparations for next June's G8 summit in Sochi.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama will today perform a groundbreaking ceremony at Nyanwa near Adesu in the Upper West Akyem district of the Eastern Region for the start of work on the first batch of 50 new community day senior high schools. This will be the first ever senior high school constructed for the people of Nyanwa and 50 other such communities across the country. In his State of the Nation address to Parliament last Tuesday, President Mahama promised to cut the sod for the construction of the first 50 schools as part of 200 new community day senior high schools to be built across the country. The new schools will help government fulfill the objective of expanding and improving access to secondary education. Government has secured funding for the new schools, and each project is expected to take 18 months to complete.
Maintenance works on the pond water treatment plant have been completed. The public relations officer of the Ghana Water Company, Stanley Mati, who confirmed this Radio Ghana, said all consumers will have water flowing through their taps by Tuesday.
The taps wouldn't flow today. We will complete the job today, but it will take a bit of time for the station to normalize because the system has been without water for since Thursday. The lines are empty now, and it will take a bit of time. We need to start production and to check on the job that we've done, whether everything well done, and then we'll do the final touches to it. Then we start production. The production process takes a bit of time. It takes about 6 hours for us to complete the production process, and then it will start pumping through the distribution line. From Pong to Accra is very far, over close to 80 kilometers. So it will take a bit of time for water to get to Accra. We need to fill our reservoirs at the thermal booster station, and then we'll start distributing into the system. That will all take some time. So roughly by Monday, Tuesday, we should be seeing water in the system. But it shouldn't be enough for everybody to get. But by Wednesday, Thursday, thereabout, the situation should stabilize and more people should have access to water. But we'll still be monitoring the system. And the interventions that we put in place since Thursday will still be ongoing. So we still will be serving water with tanker stock. Thursday, Friday, when we realize that everything is stabilized, then we'll stop the tanker service.
That was Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Water Company, Stanley Mati.
A senior policy advisor at the presidency, Dr. Sule Garba, has justified the president's description of the economy as sound in the State of the Nation address. He said though Ghanaians are experiencing some challenges due to hikes in utility prices and transportation fares, the fundamentals of the economy remain robust. According to him, the challenges are temporal and Ghanaians will soon reap the benefits of the economy in the days ahead. Dr. Garba stated this on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
I heard the president very clearly saying that the fundamentals of the economy are sound. The economy, broadly speaking, has many dimensions. There are the dimensions that affect people's lives right now. There are dimensions that are associated with currency, status of the city and others. But as he specifically said, the fundamentals are sound. And why would he say that? He followed in the quote that you played for all Ghanaians to hear, that the growth has remained steady, peaking in 2011 to about 14.5%, 2012-2013, the growth was roughly between 7 and 7.5%. If you compare this to global growth, averaging less than 3%. In Sub-Saharan Africa, nowhere above 6%. So when the president describes the fundamentals of sound, he is referring, number one, to the steady growth that we have had in the economy. Moreover, we have an economy which you rightly describe as moving rapidly to low middle income, acclaimed across Africa, and going through a fundamental transition which has its own challenges and bottlenecks, but by and large suggests to you that we have robustness in growth in the economy. But the president did admit candidly that there are challenges. You mentioned challenges in the agricultural sector due to setbacks in cocoa pricing at the international level.
A senior policy advisor at the presidency, Dr. Sule Garba. The deputy minority leader in parliament, Dominic Netuwu, however, disagreed. He said the president was only doing PR work for his government because the realities on the ground do not reflect the president's presentation of the State of the Nation address.
It's not the president. So that also is indeed what the president has said. Cost of living, who doesn't know the cost of living has suffered tremendously. Big time. You can ask everybody on the street, and other than any including the president, what is that the cost of living has gone up? Big time. Listen, what makes the cost of living go up? The transportation has gone up. Food stuff, cost of buying food has gone up. That's why the president has complained about 1.2 billion in imports in terms of food. Because if we are importing, if we are feeding ourselves, we are doing that well with our local manufacturers,
Dominic Netuwu is the minority leader in parliament.
The Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture, Moses Nyambiliju, has advised chiefs in the country to abstain from partisan politics and rather promote peace and unite their people for development. He cautions that their involvement in partisan politics could bridge disunity among the people and affect progress. Mr. Biliju made the call at the outdooring of Ubo Abraham Bio and Upibopom, newly installed chief and queen mother of Kokumba's resident in the Greater Accra region at Olebu in the Central Municipality. He urged the newly installed traditional rulers to seek the welfare and development of their people as a priority and serve them transparently and diligently. The Minister for Culture and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Henry Sejudana, tasked the chiefs to involve the people in decision-making to facilitate development. Upo Abraham Bio appeals to government to build a market at Olebu to facilitate economic activities in the area.
25 municipal and district assembly officials have been interdicted for allegedly pocketing salaries of illegally recruited staff. The officials are from the Tain District Assembly and the Sunafu North in Bunahafu, Central Tong Municipal Assembly in the Volta region, and the Kriapin South in the Eastern region. The officials allegedly recruited people between September and December last year, backdated their appointments, and paid the supposed salary arrears to themselves. Their activities were uncovered by a five-member task force set up by the local government service secretariat. According to the head of the local government service secretariat, all the cases are being investigated by the security agencies. He said appropriate action will be taken against the 25 officials to serve as a deterrent to others.
Aguna West Municipal Chief Executive Samuel Opong has warned drug barons operating in the municipality to be prepared to face the full rigors of the law. The MCU described as alarming and regrettable the rate at which cannabis and cocaine peddling are being conducted in the Swigu Township. He warned that the assembly would not allow such illicit businesses to continue. Mr. Opong sounded the warning when he addressed the stakeholders meeting organized by the Aguna West Municipal Assembly at Swedru to brief businessmen, women and artisans, among others, on the activities of the assembly. The MCE said the rate at which the youth have resorted to the use of hard drugs is very pathetic, and if not checked, the practice could ruin their future. We bring you more.
According to Mr. Opong,
the Chibi School for the Deaf, a Kropong School for the Blind, and some selected vocational and technical training schools have received 639,000 Ghana cedis from the Ghana International Bank. The donation is a response to a needs assessment project by the bank to help address infrastructural challenges of the beneficiary institutions.
Suspected militants have shot dead at least 39 people in an attack on a village in northeastern Nigeria. The attackers, believed to be from the Boko Haram group, destroyed the entire village of Mailok. The incident took place hours after two bomb blasts killed at least 50 people in Maiduguri. Boko Haram has been conducting a four-year violent campaign to demand Islamic rule in northern Nigeria. The morning after the latest attack, bodies were lying in front of the mosque waiting to be buried, and buildings in Mailok were still on fire.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama breaks ground today for first batch of 50 community senior high schools in Eastern Region. Water supply to eastern parts of Accra resumes tomorrow after successful completion of maintenance works at Thong. Political analysts continue to debate President's State of the Nation address. Series of attacks in northeastern Nigerian state of Maiduguri leaves almost 100 people dead. G7 partners condemn Russia's military skirmishes in Ukraine, and South Africa to allow TV cameras for the first time in courtrooms in today's Oscar Pistorius girlfriend murder trial. Do stay tuned. Welcome back. Two members of Libya's parliament have been shot and wounded after protesters stormed the General National Congress in the capital, Tripoli. Reports say the two were hit as they tried to drive away from the scene. The protesters, who rampaged through the building, are demanding that Congress be dissolved and a date set for early elections. There have been demonstrations across the country since Congress extended its mandate until later in the year. Police officials say those responsible for the protests belong to a former rebel group that operates under the GNC's command.
Russia's G8 partners have condemned Moscow's military buildup in Ukraine amid fresh diplomatic efforts to avert a dangerous escalation of the crisis. The world's seven major industrialized powers have also suspended preparations for the G8 summit in Sochi in June. Meanwhile, European Union foreign ministers are due to meet in an emergency session in Brussels. The moves come as Russian military forces continue to strengthen their grip on the Crimean Peninsula. Ukraine's interim government has accused Russia of having declared war and has ordered the mobilization of its armed forces.
British Prime Minister David Cameron and US President Barack Obama have agreed Russia must face significant costs if it does not change course after deploying troops in Ukraine. The call preceded a statement from the G7 as it was suspending preparations for this year's G8 summit in Russia. Meanwhile, Prince Edward has cancelled a visit to the Sochi Paralympics as patron of the British Paralympic Association on government advice. Ukraine has ordered a full military mobilization in response to Russia's buildup of forces in the Crimean Peninsula. Russian President Vladimir Putin, however, says his country reserves the right to protect its interests and those of Russian speakers in Ukraine.
Now, more than 1,000 opposition demonstrators in Venezuela have marched through the streets of Caracas in new protest against the government. At the end of the march, activists clashed with police in Cayo and Altamira. President Nicolas Maduro extended the traditional carnival holidays until the end of this week and asked Venezuelans to rest and celebrate peace. At least 17 people have been killed in more than 3 weeks of unrest. Opposition leaders have asked people to ignore the carnival season when many Venezuelans traditionally go to the seaside. They are demanding the release of dozens of demonstrators and activists arrested since last month, including high-profile politician Leopoldo Lopez. The opposition blames the left-wing policies of Mr. Maduro and his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, for high inflation, rampant crime, and the shortage of many staples.
The trial of athlete Oscar Pistorius for the murder of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp is to open in the South African city of Pretoria. Pistorius shot Miss Steenkamp 29, a model and reality TV star, at his home in Pretoria on 14 February last year. For the first time in South Africa, part of the trial will be televised live. The 27-year-old double amputee won gold at the London 2012 Paralympic Games and also competed in the Olympics. State prosecutors say Pistorius planned the killing and shot Miss Steenkamp after a row. But Pistorius says he shot his girlfriend through the bathroom door of his home in Pretoria after mistaking her for a burglar. If found guilty of premeditated murder, he could face life imprisonment.
And in football, the CAF Interclub competition took center stage yesterday when three Ghanaian clubs in action. Ghana's sole representative in the CAF Champions League break, Chelsea, failed to record a win in their first leg tie after drawing 1-1 with their Libyan counterpart Al Ahly Benghazi at the Golden City Park at Brekum. The game, which swung to either side, eventually saw Bedewusu in the 89th minute mark equalizing for Brekum Chelsea. The results means the Ghanaian side will have to win on a good aggregate to progress to the next stage of the competition in the second leg. In the Confederations Cup, Ibusunya Dwarves also took a giant step after recording an impressive 2-0 win against Pedro de Luanda of Angola. David Gomez in the 55th minute got the opener for the homesters, Cape Coast Ibusunya Dwarves, before Mickey Ejay Mensah added the second goal in the 90th minute. In the other match, Taqwa Bay's Midyama FC beat MAS of Morocco by 3-0. Goals scored by Malik Akowa in the 30th minute, Kabiru Moro in the 46th minute, and Kwame Boateng in the 82nd minute. Now to women's soccer, where Ghana have been drawn with host Canada, Finland and Korea DPR in Group A of the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup in Canada.
Now to the news, the main points again. President John Dramani Mahama will today perform a groundbreaking ceremony at Nyanoa near Desu in the Upper West Atim district of the Eastern Region for the start of work on the first batch of 50 new community day senior high schools. This will be the first senior high school project for the people of Nyanoa and 50 other such communities across the country. A senior policy advisor at the presidency, Dr. Sule Gariba, and the deputy minority leader in parliament, Dominic Nitiwu, have taken their turn to debate on the state of the nation address on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point. While Dr. Gariba believes that despite the economic challenges, the fundamentals of the economy remain robust, Mr. Nitiwu says the realities on the ground does not reflect the president's state of the nation address. A series of attacks over the weekend in the northeastern Nigerian state of Maiduguri have left about 100 people dead. The attackers, believed to be from the Boko Haram group, destroyed the entire village of Mainok. Boko Haram has been conducting a 4-year violent campaign to demand Islamic rule in northern Nigeria. And Russia's G8 partners have condemned Moscow's military buildup in Ukraine amid fresh diplomatic efforts to avert a dangerous escalation of the crisis. The world's 7 major industrialized powers have also suspended preparations for the G8 summit in Sochi in June. The news was presented by Samuel Essa
and Doreen Ampofina-Kraft.
Ghana, we now have freedom.
Do kushi hofa blast of Adrelia Zarudu. Ghana hofa blast of Adrelo. Hooray! Yauda the match, the dohe Adelia ya Ghana for the fishing horse blast of Adrelia. A yodo tanyana ba Ghana news la nijajina moti tudo. So dunolo. Patlo dukwafa deka wawaji. Wanawa yale. The 5th of February, the blast of Anya Jipang Dima. Wawa, sopopochi ha da dari jeshi. Ato donku ameyo tukbalo. The February blood of one Christian Bob Modo go from Jodoma, the Nationalism Park. Nothing Doma, Muslim Badutura IG, the Muslim Baduhomala Dukoma Godu. Mamida Match, the Dohe Bantogia, SBA Badutura IG, the SBA Solomomala Dukoma Godu. Koshira Match, the Dohe Avagia, Dumajazarudo IG, the Dukoma Godu. Lema Magua, Christopher Badutura IG, the Solomomala Dukoma Godu. Tell me wanna talk it over IG, the GTV Studios. Joda, March, the Dohe Atongia, to give you a part of the wanna talk it to see IG, the Nat Hall, the game. Kuda, March, the Dohe Atongia, Lendima, the Kulapa, the Kishi Hoho, Nana Mamaza IG, the Banquet Hall State House. Lapa Fiema, Ghana Actors Guild, for so all our Agubo, the Kishi Hoho, for so wanna, I wanna farm into my memorial park. The March, Adelia Gia, you can get Yaudagbea, the genealogy follow to the cruise your pass for Anyabo, the Black Star Square. The Pasima, Wawa, Latif Abubakar, Papa Yudo Tanyanaba, Nkuma, Papa Avalia, the National Theatre. Wana IG Jevagba, a Trogane, Asia Valia, a Fiegani. Fida match the Dohe Adelia Gia, Asafo Amia Shama Shiama, Bovak Bopa Dowon Roda, Wana Hia IG, Asafo Lopo Katala, Dukoma Godo. To Fishi Hofa Black, Topo Adelia Zarudu, Ghana Nikla Nujajina Moti to Roto Dulolo, Pakla Dukopa de Kawawaji.